Hallelujah. The Lord has given Himself fully for you and for me. And my only response can be to give myself fully to Him. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. Have you given Him your all? Just before we come to the Lord's table, I wanted to consider something from 1 Corinthians 11. Turning your Bibles there, the Apostle Paul speaks of the communion service, of the Lord's Supper. As Dad mentioned, it was Jesus Himself, on the night that He was betrayed, who established this ordinance for us. And there was a reason why He did it. He told His disciples to do this in remembrance of Me. And what was it that they were to remember? Well, here in 1 Corinthians 11, the 26th verse, I'd like to just read that with you. Paul says, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." You show forth the Lord's death. You proclaim the Lord's death till He come. So tonight, as we come to this table, as we partake of His body, as it were, and of His blood, we are proclaiming something. We all are proclaiming something. When you take that bread in your hand, when you take that cup in your hand and you eat it and you drink it, you are proclaiming the Lord's death till He come. And what is it that we are proclaiming? What are we testifying to? It's good if we would know that, right? We don't want this to be an empty form, as it were. There's a life here, an eternal life that's ministered to us as we partake. But what is it that we are proclaiming? What do you think?
That He died for me.
Well, the first thing is, yes, He died for me. But we'll come to that. The first thing is that the penalty of sin was paid for. Why did Jesus have to die? He was a good man. He came from God and He went about doing good and healing all. Wasn't that good? He gave us wonderful teaching. I could follow His teaching and live a good life. But that's not why He came. He came to pay the penalty for my sin. Isaiah 53 tells us, "We all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." Everyone. "But the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all." Sin had to be paid for. And so as I partake tonight, I proclaim that Jesus, You paid the price for sin. The penalty for sin was laid upon Him. He was that sacrifice. He was the fulfillment of everything that had taken place under that old covenant, the Lamb that was slain. You know, on the Day of Atonement, they confessed their sins, they put their hands upon that Lamb, and it was slain, and its blood was sprinkled. And that just spoke of the sacrifice that Christ was going to make once for all, removing the penalty of sin, satisfying the righteous judgments of God. "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." That's what the Bible says. And it's only as I come under that sacrifice, come in, as it were, to the ark of safety, through faith in what Jesus has done, am I saved. And so I proclaim the penalty of sin has been paid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What else do we proclaim? We will proclaim that all the blessings of heaven are mine. What do we have in John 3:16? You all know that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we've begun to enjoy and to experience that life eternal here and now. He that hath the Son hath life. And this is life eternal, to know God and the one whom he hath sent. He has purchased heaven for us. You and I could never pay our way into heaven, could we? We can spend all kinds of money and travel all over this world to the most beautiful places. Have you ever been around the world? Would you like to go around the world? Yes? But there's a place prepared for us. Jesus has purchased heaven for you and me. And so I proclaim that. Lord, you've opened the door so that I may enter in that day and stand before you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I proclaim that your death opened heaven for me. We proclaim that all that I need for life and godliness has been provided. We read that in Peter, don't we? Through his divine power, he has provided everything I need for this life and to live a godly life. It's in his death and resurrection that I find that new life, that power, everything provided for me. I can live holiness unto the Lord because Jesus not only paid the penalty for sin, but he breaks the power of sin in my life. And as I take that cup tonight, as I eat of that bread, I say, Lord, not only the penalty of sin, but you've broken the power of sin. And now I can live a life pleasing before the Lord. I can live a holy life. Everything I need, everything that you need, has been provided for us. And the other thought I want us to consider tonight is that Dad said it already. He said, Jesus died for me. He died for me in my place. That speaks of a substitution. You see, I belonged on that cross. My sins deserved that I be on that cross. But Jesus, the substitute, took my place. Love so amazing, so divine. And the other thing that goes along with that is as we look back to that day when Jesus died for me, it's not as we look back to a time in history that's long forgotten. You know, I believe that the death of Jesus Christ, his life, his death, his resurrection, that's the center of human history. That's the central point, the most important event in human history was the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But as we look back in history to that day when he died, we don't look back to an event that just took place in the past, but we look back to an event that has the same power tonight as it did then. There's a power that flows from Calvary that's the same tonight as it was then. The blood that Jesus shed for me will never lose its power. It can cleanse tonight. It can forgive tonight. It can restore tonight. It can heal tonight, just as it did then. Do you believe that? Well, as you take that cup and as you take the bread, you have to proclaim that. By faith, we proclaim it. You see, communion is really an act of faith. I mean, this otherwise it has no meaning. If you don't believe that Jesus died for you and was raised again, then we have no business doing this communion service tonight. But by faith, I believe that he died for me
And I proclaim that. Jesus, you died for me. For me he died. For me he lives. And everlasting life and light he freely gives. Have you made it personal? Do you know that Jesus died for you? Have you made it personal? Lord, you took my sin. All my sin was on him laid. You have to make it personal. And that's why it's so wonderful that we have these emblems, that Jesus did this for us. We can hold it in our hands. Each one of us can take tonight, as Dad said. Each one of us can receive. Yes, we do it together, but yet it's something that's very personal. It's for me he died. For me. For me. But then there's one other thought that I wanted to leave with you about this communion service. I think all that we've considered already would fill our heart with joy, doesn't it? Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. I proclaim that your death was for me. But there's something else that I proclaim. The Apostle Paul speaks of it in Romans and in Galatians. He says that we have been crucified with Christ. We have been crucified with Christ. And one of the things that we need to proclaim tonight when we take that cup is that when Christ died, I also died. Now, Brother Phil, what are you talking about? That's in the Bible. Yes, that's in the Bible. That we die, this sinful man, this sinful nature has to die. Do you want to receive the life of Christ? There's life here tonight. Jesus wants to impart himself to you, but you know what stands in the way? You! Yourself! We're so full of ourselves. There's no room for God. Oh, we're happy that we've got a ticket to heaven. But he wants you. He wants me. He wants us to give ourselves, to die to ourselves. You know, we had a group of young people come recently to our church from a church in Michigan, and they came to do some mission work with us, and they had shirts. It said, Pulse 220. Pulse 220. I said, what is that? Well, they told me what it was. You know what it is? Galatians 220. They had adopted that as their theme. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you want to proclaim that tonight? The life that Christ will be able to minister to you tonight will be in proportion to the death that you have died. Yes? Amen? That's the way it works. He's looking for us to give ourselves. To die, as it were, to ourselves so that his life can be manifest in our mortal bodies. Christ lives in me. It's no longer I. Salvation is a wonderful thing. But how do you understand it? Is it just that my sins are gone and I don't have to worry about going to hell? Or is it something? Is it a full salvation where Christ has come and now he is your life? It's no longer I. I've died. When Christ died, I died. I walk now in what? In newness of life. Newness of life. It's his life. He gives himself to me. And so tonight as we come to this table of the Lord would like to give himself to you. Do you want him? Do you want him? Well, then you need to say, Lord, I don't want it to be any longer I. I want to identify
with you in death and in resurrection. New life. I want to walk in the power of that eternal life that you give. The new life that comes on the other side of the cross. After the cross was the resurrection. Jesus rose, and we too rise with him to walk in newness of life. So tonight we proclaim these wonderful truths, but we want to make it our experience. God wants you to take tonight. God wants you to receive. Now the Bible says that we ought to examine our hearts. And I think that's good. That's good. We need to do that. Now you might say, well, if I examine my heart, I might find something there. It's not right between me and the Lord. There's something that's not right. So what do I do? Do I make it right? You can make it right right now. Right now. Let's make it right. Let's make things right between your soul and God. Now, you have to do that. But you can do that. So that when we partake, you can partake knowing that all things are right between me and God. It's under the blood. The blood has never lost its power. And if there's a sin, or if there's an attitude, or there's a relationship that's not right, you can make it right tonight. And so let's do that right now. I want you all to partake. If you know that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and you've asked him to forgive your sins, you have a right to come to this table. But the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church and said, you need to examine your heart. And so let's do that right now. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I proclaim that you died for me. I proclaim that that blood is effective tonight. The power in the blood is effective tonight for me. It cleanses me. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Now, you talk to the Lord. You know. You know what maybe he's laying upon your heart. Something that's not under the blood. Lord, we come to that fountain tonight. I'm under the blood, the precious blood. Oh, Jesus, 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 we come to you right now. Oh, Jesus, we come to the cross. We kneel at the cross. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Calvary's stream is flowing. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Tom, would you pray with us, please?
Thank you so much, Lord, that you came into this world to bear our sins, to deliver us from the bondage and the depravity, oh God, that this world has developed into, oh Lord, and we pray that we shall avail ourselves of your full and free salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, help us to, of your fullness, receive grace for grace, O Lord. Help us to be those who would receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, enabling us to reign in life.
Yes,
Jesus Christ. Let your blood flow throughout this meeting.
Hallelujah.
Throughout this camp,
throughout
all who come here. To cleanse, oh God, to deliver,
yes,
and to fill, oh God, with your keeping power.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You've given us so great a salvation. Thank you, Lord. We do not want to be guilty of neglecting it, Lord, but receiving it and glorifying you in it, oh God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'd like to sing with you yet the song, The Cleansing Wave. Someone could find that number, The Cleansing Wave. 386-386. Let's stand as we sing. And let's come under that cleansing wave right now. Blood. That's an interesting expression, isn't it? It's the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. What did the blood of Abel cry out for? Revenge, punishment. What does Jesus' blood cry out? Forgive, oh Lord, forgive, they cry, nor let that ransomed sinner die. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
That's what the blood of Jesus speaks tonight. Forgiveness for you, for me. Have you entered in to that forgiveness? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's continue to sing. I rise to walk in heaven's own light. Praise the Lord.
I rise to walk in heaven's own light.
Sing that last verse.
Amazing grace is heaven below to feel the blood applied. And Jesus only, Jesus know, my Jesus crucified. The cleansing stream I see.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blood. that cleanses. Thank you, Lord, that if we confess, you are faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.